This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will speak at the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly in New York tonight. The theme of the summit is Multilateral Solutions for a Better Tomorrow. Yesterday, on the second day of his visit, the Prime Minister interacted with tech industry leaders in a roundtable meeting anchored by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Addressing the industry leaders, Mr. Modi called them fellow travelers and co-partners in the development journey of a self-reliant and strong India. He expressed confidence that together tech companies from India and America will play an important role in solving global challenges. The CEOs expressed their strong interest in investing and collaborating with India. The Prime Minister also addressed a large gathering of the Indian community in New York last night. Besides, Mr. Modi held back-to-back bilateral engagements with Prime Minister of Nepal, Crown Prince of Kuwait, and Palestinian President. Union Minister for Communications Jyotiraditya Scindia has said the government has set a target of installing 1 lakh 4G mobile towers by mid-term of next year. He said, out of the set target, a total of 36,574 4G mobile towers have been installed so far. Mr. Scindia stated this while addressing a press conference on the achievements of his ministry during the first 100 days of the third term of the NDA government. Campaigning ended this evening for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 26 assembly constituencies spread over 5 districts of the Union Territory will go to polls in this phase on Wednesday. Assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir are being conducted in 3 phases. Counting of votes will take place on the 8th of October. The 2-day 10th Commonwealth Parliamentary Association CPA India Region Conference began in New Delhi today. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla is chairing the meeting, who is also the chairperson of the CPA India region. The theme of the conference is the role of legislative bodies in the attainment of sustainable and inclusive development. Speaking on the occasion, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla stressed the need to further strengthen the legislative bodies of the country to meet the expectations and aspirations of the people in view of the changing scenario when technologies and medium of communication have become part of people's life. In Lebanon, at least 100 people have been killed and more than 400 wounded in Israeli attacks across the country since this morning. Earlier, the Israeli army said it struck about 300 targets across Lebanon today. On the other hand, Hezbollah has fired dozens of rockets towards northern Israel, the group said in a statement. It said military bases and logistics warehouses were targeted with dozens of missiles in response to Israeli airstrikes in southern Lebanon. National People's Power leader Anurakumara Dissanayake was sworn in as the 9th executive president of Sri Lanka today. The swearing-in ceremony took place at the presidential secretariat. Victory of 55-year-old Dissanayake comes after a closely contested election against opposition leader Sajid Premadasa. The election extended into an unprecedented second round of vote counting, unseating the incumbent president Ranil Wickremesinghe. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Anuradha Dissanayake on his victory in the Sri Lankan presidential elections. Filmmaker Kiran Rao's comedy drama Lapata Ladies has been chosen and submitted as India's official entry for the Oscars 2025 in the Best Foreign Film category. The Film Federation of India has confirmed this, adding that the 13-member select committee, headed by Assamese director Janu Barua, unanimously decided on the film produced by Amir Khan and Rao. Minister of State for Social Justice and Empowerment Banwari Lal Verma today said the government is committed towards working for the betterment of especially abled people. Addressing an event on the occasion of Sign Language Day in New Delhi, Mr. Verma said the government is trying to remove the stigma around the differently abled and bring them into the mainstream. Domestic benchmark equity indices soared to new lifetime high levels in closing trade today amid strong global cues. The Sensex jumped 384 points to close at an all-time high of 84,928. And with that, we end this news bulletin.